listening to Rat Race, stories of addiction and recovery with your host, Jody and AZ.
Yeah.
Dude, it's hilarious because the first episode we recorded, in my opinion, it was great. And I realized that your voice did not record. Screw up on my end. I'm learning how to use this remote recording software.
Man, we got burnt on that one.
We did. I'm sitting in Thunder Bay, Ontario. You're what?
Winnipeg.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Peg City.
Peg City and the Jets.
Yeah.
The
shout Jets. Out. Yeah. The Jets. Yeah. Shit the bed.
And I had the Oilers and Vancouver game on in the background.
Oh, Colorado. Yeah.
I just turned it off because they're down 4-2.
Hey, man. Fuck. Yeah. Anything can happen.
Yeah. Anything can happen. You're right. And it's only game one. So we'll see. It's 4-2. And I think there's about 15 minutes left in the third period. So,
yeah. I'm probably ahead of you. Yeah, by a few seconds.
Yeah, probably. I switched the feed off, but I'm just watching the clock and the score on a different window. So I very well might have the same time as you.
Yeah, I'm hopping on the Oilers bandwagon.
Yeah.
I got a lot of family out there, so.
Sean, I was thinking.
Shit, my grandma just passed away like a month ago.
Damn, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, she was 95.
Wow.
Yeah, smoked her whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she had a drinking issue.
Oh, yeah?
I'd say, yeah, most of her life, but more later on. Yeah, later on in life. Yeah, I spent a lot of time with her. Yeah.
I'm curious to know, what do you think the cause of that might have been? Like, why?
Just generational stuff. Growing up, the family growing up on the prairies, being homesteaders.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe influenced by my grandpa, which is generational alcoholics. So runs on my mom's side. But anyway, past the point. Let's get off the sad shit. Yeah, all good. So what's up with you?
Not much, man. I've been looking forward to talking to you. We talk every day, and I was thinking.
Yeah, we text, or I try to talk to you. Yeah, you don't answer. Yeah, but you've been answering lately. When I get sober, you always answer.
That's it. I think you said it, right? You're night and day, drinking versus
I don't think so. I can still light her up sober. I can still light her up sober. Don't worry.
How long have we known each other? I was thinking that today. I think it must have been like, what, 9 years now? 10 years, is it?
Yeah, sure. I still have my Edgewood care plan.
Yeah.
On my fridge. Okay, 2015. This is what I wrote with, I'm not going to say his name, I think, on air.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, but no, October 19th. This is just my aftercare plan. It was signed October 19th, 2015.
So I remember that.
When I got out of secondary. Yeah, secondary treatment. Yeah, extended care. Yeah, that was a nice place, eh?
Yeah, it felt like a hotel. It felt like
or
the
a
big
frat
brother.
House. Yeah, yeah frat house big, at times.
The big brother house.
Thanks, Gary. Yeah, we had, I had a click. I have to be honest.
Sure.
I had a click, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you were there. Yeah, you weren't, you got out of extended a few, or lots of stories. Hey?
Lots of stories, for sure.
Yeah, good times. Yeah, good times, like serious times. Yeah, crazy times.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that was the thing, like about Edgewood treatment. It was you met, to this day, I keep in touch with two to three boys that we keep in touch throughout our time.
Yeah, one of our Edmonton boys, I just messaged him. Like, he spoke with one of my uncles at a meeting.
Okay.
I guess they ran. I introduced them when I was in Edgewood, or I gave our friend, my uncle's number, because they live in the same city, Edmonton.
Okay.
And so they hooked up pretty early, going to meetings and stuff. And he just celebrated 9 or maybe 8 years. I forget.
Yeah, amazing.
I forget the timeline with everything, with him. But I think, him and I got in at the same time. Yeah, not going to name names on there, but.
No worries, bro. No.
Yeah.
You and I obviously know about each other's journeys, but our listeners, they don't know a whole lot about either of us, really. And I'm curious to know, how has the last 9 years have been since we both left treatment?
It's been pretty rough.
Yeah.
Lots of, at first, it was awesome. I got everything back. And then, I messed up. I'm not going to tell the long story about my relapse, but it happened. And and it's been up and down ever since. A lot of bottoms, a lot of treatments. It's baffling. I could go on for hours, but
For sure.
We're just checking in.
Right? Yeah, pretty much, man. And that's the power of you and I, and you got other boys as well, but just, we took slightly different avenues after treatment,
just slightly.
Right. Like I've been sober 9 years and getting close to nine. June 8th this year will be.
Yeah, I'm really counting down the days. Yeah.
I think you just got 24, didn't you? No, I'm playing.
Hey, my last drink was on the 26th.
26th, okay.
April, yeah.
And that's one of the things we've been talking about this year is that this year seems to be, I want to say every year has been different for you.
No, this last week?
Yeah. Tell me about this last week. It seems to be a little different. Oh, it seems like you got some strength in this new cohort or this entourage that you have.
Oh, this is just a minor fact of everything. That's how I make friends pretty easily, right?
That's a fact, yes.
Yeah, like I've always been like that since I was, pretty young. I think it comes out of nerves. Yes. I have to get to know everyone. I made some good friends in detox and shit. I got out maybe last week, Wednesday or Thursday. No, probably Wednesday. And then, Friday picked up a couple other boys from AFM, which is the, Manitoba's treatment center for men. It's a 28-day program. So I picked up a couple guys from there. And one of my boys, who I was in detox with at a private facility up in Gimli, Manitoba. Okay, I was in detox with him over there and met him and then texting back and forth. He went through that program and relapsed 5 days after. And I was in the middle of another relapse after that detox. And we were texting and talking a little bit. And then, I go to RAM clinic because I'm, at my end, right? Yeah, physically. Yeah, I could talk about how bad it was, but I'm not going to get into it. But so I get into the Health Sciences Center detox unit. And the same guy's there. And we just had a freaking, I made a couple friends. So I'm rolling with them. And we're just mob deep in to meetings and stuff. And it's fun. It's fun. And I'm going back in there on the 21st. So I'm going to do a 28-day residential treatment program. It's going to be my fifth time in there, which is
so you're going
pretty sad, but
back to the institution. I think it's a good thing. And it seems like you got a strong support group around you. A couple things. Do you find that? And I've noticed this about you too, is that you do tend to make, let's just use the term friends, formula, or a team. You get involved with the team right away.
Yeah.
Is there fear there that of not being liked or not fitting in? Is there something there that prompts you to do that?
I usually go, or we could get into. I don't think so.
Okay.
I was brought up in the. In the Baha'i faith, and you always greet people, you meet people from all over the world. I traveled to Israel and to Haifa, Israel. And you meet people everywhere, but I tend to gravitate to the cool kids.
Okay.
Right. So I'm part of the cool kid crew. So, at the treatment center up in Gimli, we actually had a table called, or everyone else called it the cool kid table. And so that was my, yeah, I had a crazy group of friends there. Yeah, the personalities, just amazing. When everyone's sober, right?
Yeah, 100%. You said something about 8-9 times just in and out. And what makes this time different? I'm just curious, because it seems like you got a good support group, all the tools, you know what you got to do. But what makes this time different?
I have a really good sponsor.
Nice.
First of all, I used to pick the older sponsor that had like 35 years who sponsors like anyone. There's sponsors that go out just to sponsor people, like, I don't know, really hard. Or I don't know how to put it. Oh, I'll be your sponsor. Oh. And those guys, I don't know, never really had a connection. And my sponsor is like super smart, getting a counseling degree. And yeah, I don't know.
Sean's
just working out. He has all the answers. So.
Yeah, like yeah. I said, man, you got a lot of the tools, how to put them into practice. And I'm rooting for you. We got each other. We keep in touch. And I'm just curious to know what the rest of your week looks like. What do you got on the go for Thursday and Friday?
Brain cleaning. It's so nice here. It was like 23 today. It's going to be 25 tomorrow, okay. I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, do that. But in the morning, read my DR. My daily reflections.
Yeah.
And make some notes and then gratitude lists and then to-do list. And then, page 83 to 88, starting with the promises. Yeah, I'm talking a lot, AA, but that's like what I do right now, which is really different. And I don't know, I have a buddy who's working really hard and like doing the same thing that I met in detox, like the twice or the two times. I'm like, I don't know.
I think that support system is necessary for sure.
But I'm like reaching out to like everyone, and everyone's calling me, like all my old AA buddies, not old, old as in haven't talked to them in maybe a couple of months.
Yeah.
And so they're still in the rooms. They're, a decade younger, most of them. Yeah, or 15 years younger. These are all guys that I met in treatment or in the rooms, right?
It's almost like they should be looking up to you, but it's like the other way around, eh?
Yeah, totally. I got stories of guys relapsing after some time. And it was pretty scary when you got like 5-6 years under your belt and you relapse. Yeah, there's stories like that going around. And like guys that I thought had a solid program. We're like, I don't know, they're concentrating on other things like school, right?
Yeah.
And or like new girlfriends or I don't know, stuff like that. And it's scary. You gotta watch out every day, man.
Yeah, and the stuff you gotta work on, we won't get into details, and everyone's got their own journey, but it's nice to do it with the support system, and it seems like you got those boys or those individuals around you, so I'm rooting for you.
Yeah, and all the guys, all the friends that I made before, man.
Yeah.
Like, you and I talk every day, so.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, when I'm sober.
Yeah, do that. You know what? I appreciate you joining me today. It's getting late. It's already 12:30 a.m. in the morning, my time, the next day, and it's probably about 11:30. You know, still on the 8th, May 8th, your time.
Yeah, so that's early. Yeah, that's early for me.
I got to get to bed. Now. You probably got to get to bed as well. And dude, we'll continue this next week.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, brother. I genuinely appreciate your time, man. Thank you.
Okay. All right, later.
Bye, everyone. As a reminder, episodes are released every Thursday on Spotify, Apple, or visit us at ratracepodcast.com. Please feel free to leave us a review or follow, subscribe to continue joining us on our journey. Thank you so much for listening, and bye for now.